Good morning, Dale.
Wow, a week from Saturday. It's the Summer of Freedom finale. Trace Adkins is going to headline with John Michael Montgomery, Little Texas, our pals 6 degrees West. What an awesome lineup we have for a celebration of America. But I want to tell you about this guy, Trace Adkins, so you can get an insight into him. There's a police officer in Tennessee who was killed in the line of duty, and Trace is going to do a show there and donate $10,000 to the family, plus $1 from every ticket sold, and law enforcement who show their badge at the show are going to get free admission.
Gosh, you know what? He does stuff like that a lot, and my hat is off to him. I think he's a great guy.
Well, in our show, we're going to honor a lot of folks, including police, fire, first responders, of course, military, active duty, and veterans. It's going to be a celebration of America like you have never seen.
And you're going to want some Kleenex in your pocket for that one.
And we're going to have a good time, too. I don't want anybody to think this is just going to be a, ooh.
Yes.
It's going to be fun.
I think it's going to be a good time. So if you want to run into Sam Hunt next time you're in Nashville, I know that he often plays basketball at the YMCA. Sam has also made music history. He's now the first solo male to ever have 4 number one singles on the Billboard Country Airplay chart from a debut album. Sam also just wrapped Kenny Chesney's tour. He now has time to work on a new record.
Boy, you just did a double entendre there. Didn't even know it. He
what?
Wrapped the Kenny Chesney tour because that's what he does.
Where are the girls? Where are the girls today?
They're very subtle today.
Preston and Locash say the best thing about being a duo is you have somebody to help you through the hard times. Preston says you don't always wake up on the right side of the bed, and if you don't, you've got somebody there to cheer you on. Between Justin Moore's 3 daughters, he's been to 25 softball games this summer and a basketball camp. His 6-year-old has asked him to coach softball next year, and he said he's probably going to do it.
You know, he almost picked a fight at his last concert, didn't he, when somebody got out of hand?
Yeah, we talked about that the other day.
That's great practice for when those daughters start dating. You know what I mean?
Oh, any potential suitors see that one and they're not going to date his daughters. And finally, Jana Kramer's on season 23 of Dancing with the Stars, and that one debuts on ABC September 12th.
I can't wait.
Yeah, are you a Dancing with the Stars fan?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. I'm Nashville Cat with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm back tomorrow with more news and dish on 94.1 KFKF.